Good evening and welcome to Politically Incorrect with your host, Andrew Schechter. This week's topic is Trump versus Clinton 2024. Brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Darkwater Game Over and two-time delegate for Donald Trump to the Republican National Convention. Please help us with a donation at donate.eamedia.online. Or by buying some bling at store.eamedia.online. Please help to keep truth online. So we have a special prayer tonight. Is to all those affected by the terrible tornadoes down south. And Heavenly Father, we pray that you bring our southern friends, those listening in Tennessee and Kentucky and all the areas affected by the terrible tornadoes. We pray that you help and assist, guide them towards the normalcy that they're used to. Pray for their family, their friends. And pray they can bring their lives back together again. Bring them comfort and nurture them in your glorious arms. We pray these things in your heavenly name. Amen. There are donors, December donors, Alicia, Reverend Dave, Rudy, Andy, Lisa, and Marcy. The Truth, the premium sign-ups. And you can all sign up and assist any way you can is Patty, Linda, and David K. Patrons, Alicia, Reverend Dave, and Dan. Thank you all so much. And be sure to please pass on the podcast to all your friends. I apologize tonight in advance for the late notification of the podcast. Remember, it's every Thursday night, whether I send out notification to some of those people who've requested it or not. Tonight I got stuck, for those who aren't aware, when running for the Congress in the 9th Congressional District, and received a phone call to do a survey to be on a Ballotpedia website. Oh, it'll only take a minute. It'll only take a minute, they said. Yeah, okay. Well, so much for that minute. It was about an hour and a half and didn't get a chance to do my normal 7, 8 o'clock delivery of the information on the podcast tonight. Anyway, we have a couple things going tonight. And also for those who didn't make it or who started out kind of rough, the audio is a bit weak. It probably still is a little weak, but it's looking like you can hear it okay. I don't know if Marilyn, you can make a comment and say if you're hearing me okay, but it looks like I'm doing reasonable. So a couple of interesting things going on, and then we're going to get on the topic of the day. The first being the things that corporate America does. Thank you, Marilyn. The things that corporate America does are insane. And corporate America, as I've stated in the past, rules not just the government that rules us, controls us, monopolies. One of my big things when I had the interview for the website for the Congress was, what do you think one of the most important things to do is? I think one of the most important things, despite being a conservative Republicans, we need to break up the monopolies somehow. Now, we tried to do it years ago, and then we suddenly came back and started letting them all congeal again. They rule our lives now. They are the ones that control us. They control our destiny and our future. It's interesting to note that, just saw it the other day, and you know, it's very important to research things thoroughly. One of the things I saw the other day was that Toyota's from 2018 on are going to require a paid subscription to start your car with a key fob. Now, that's a kind of an interesting thing. Now, if you just read that headline alone, Toyota's from 2018 on will require a paid subscription to start a car with a key fob. So that sounds kind of unique, kind of interesting. Like, wow. why? How can you do that? How can you have an automobile company spend, $50,000 or $100,000 on a truck or a car, and then charge someone an annual fee just to be able to start it? Well, you have to read deeper into it. Now, it still is a little bit nefarious in that what they're doing, and that's they're backdating to 2018. They're allowing a free subscription for the first between 4 and 10 years, and then it's $8 a month after that. But it's mainly just to use the app based starter thing, where you can start your car with your app. So by reading headlines alone, you would think, boy, they're not going to let you start your car after 20, after a few years, you have to have a paid subscription. That's just not the case. So you have to read thoroughly into these things, and you have to be sure that you understand what you're talking about. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up, and that's all these things are connected. When I have these subtopics of these shows, it's designed to be part of what's coming up. And the main topic, again, is what's going to happen in 2024. So on our end, we need to pass on all the information we can find for whatever is going on during this period of time. And we need to know what to do and what not to do. We're in a very delicate and precarious situation right now in politics, where you can be considered a crackpot or anarchist or who knows what, just by your personal opinion. And again, for those showing up late, I apologize for not sending out notifications earlier. I got stuck with a political interview for my congressional race. Oh, it'll only take a minute, they said. Yeah, okay. Anyway, and we clipped the beginning of the show. For some reason, the microphone wasn't connecting. We seem to be okay now, though. Anyway, carry on. So in 2024, as we pass on information, regardless of who it's about, is it about the one candidate or another, we want to be sure to provide real, verifiable information. And one of the things that we need to do is to copy resources before, yeah, before. Thank you, Joanne. Before we go anywhere, it's a topic that got it, Joanne. Everybody talks about the race in 2024, brings on a horde of people. So what do we do in 2024, and what's going to happen? Now, how do we handle it? Before we get into the details of why I think that it's going to be Trump versus Hillary Clinton, I want to get into some of the things we need to do. And that's the biggest thing is we need to provide the truth, and we need to, when we find a source, we need to not just share the source, but we need to verify the source. We need to copy and paste the source before we make it go viral, before it goes out on the internet. You need to copy paste and copy and paste your sources, the dates, any links, because what happens is that things get buried and then we look like crackpots. This is, the whole Q theory, basically. There's a bunch of nutcases out there talking about these crazy stuff. Half of what Q talked about was not crazy. We've had that discussion in the past. Q talks about, 5G, and guess what? The Germans and the Russians were experimenting with 5G for the longest time as a use of mind control. They talk about, all these other issues, and a lot of them, human trafficking and other issues that they talked about. It's not 100% accurate, but a lot of it is there. I've done a lot of research myself, particularly if you look at Haiti. Haiti is one of the most evil countries in the entire world. I'm sorry, but I've got to say it because I've been there. I know the people. I've talked to people that have been involved, been seeing the trafficking going on. It's just terrible. And yet people ignore that. And this is where Q comes from, because it's a whole racketeering thing. It's organized crime gone wild in the world right now. And the most important things are being ignored and buried. So there's an article that went around. This is one of the reasons to say we need to have integrity as conservatives, as people that believe in our nation, as patriots. We need to have integrity. We need to prove and validate our integrity. We need to do that by putting out only verifiable information. None of these fake memes, none of these forwarded things where you look at the headlines, and don't read the story. A case in point, we had a thing I sent out to a couple of friends just to look at was this thing about this Kissinger quote. Now, I still have this. I'm still suspicious of this, and I'm sure a lot of you have seen that. Some of my listeners have. I've passed this on to. But it's got a picture, and the guy's holding it up, and it says, Kissinger quote from a speech to the World Health Organization Council on Eugenics, February 25th, 2009. Once the herd accepts mandatory vaccinations, it's game over to accept anything, forcible blood or organ donation, for the greater good. You can generally modify children and sterilize them for the greater good. Control sheep minds like you control the herd. Vaccine makers can stand to make billions. Many of you in this room are investors. It's a big win-win. We thin out the herd, and the herd pays us for extermination services. Boy, that sounds like a rough one. That sounds like one everybody in the world should know about. And believe it or not, this thing has gone so viral that you can't find the truth anymore. I don't know what to believe on this, because a couple of things. Number one, there is no World Health Organization Council on Eugenics. Number two, no source for this was specified, though it looks like an article of some sort. And number three, it's been debunked by 30 or 40 different sources that have just come across and said, no, it's just not true. Never said. Now, there's a picture on this. And the photograph I've clarified and cleaned up, run it through Google and all the others. And there's no match anywhere on the internet for this photo. Now, if this was a photo from an article of some sort, there should be a match somewhere on the internet. But a reverse search shows no match for this Kissinger photo. The article, in addition, if you look closely at this, and for those of you who have seen it, you can take a look at it. It's pretty cool. But the basic image looks like you can see the shape of the paper. The person's holding it. It's crinkled. It's crunched. It's shaped perfectly until you look closer at it and realize that on the left side of that article, you see additional writing before like the crease. So it's like there's another article to the left of it. But there shouldn't be, because the crease and the marks kind of supersede it. Plus, if you look at the bottom, there's a shaped underscore, but the paper at the bottom is straight. Now, I'm still doing some research on this, because I have this dirty feeling that somewhere this was actually said. But if it's a fake, it's a deep fake, what they call deep fake. If you haven't heard of deep fake, what that is with modern technology, we can do all kinds of absolutely insane things. We can make things look perfectly real. You know, most of the, you know, a good percentage of the dollar bills in circulation are forgeries, because dollar bills are easy to fake and nobody cares about dollar anymore. It's the most forged currency in the entire country. The Chinese make all sorts of fake stuff, and you can't rely on anything to not be fake. In fact, you know, the most sophisticated auctioneers have been confused and confounded by some of these Chinese fakes. But I encourage any of my listeners out there to do some research and help me with this. I'm going to pursue it further. I'm going to give you some areas and avenues of how I pursue things. And again, I wrote the book Dark Water Game Over, by the way. A lot of new ears on the podcast today. You want to check that out. Dark Water Game Over. Website's darkwatergameover.com, a book I wrote on a Bulgarian whistleblower that I followed and wrote about. Tells about the situation we're in right now. But in doing research, you need to use non-ordinary sources. When you have something like this, again, it's Kissinger quote from a speech to the WHO Council on Eugenics, February 25th, 2009. So look it up. Check it out. It's a little picture, basically, with the article attached to it. It's connected to the, like a photograph of an article. And help me out here. So if you can find anything out on this article, let me know. Now, what I do is you can't do it on the internet anymore, because no matter what you search for, either it's been suppressed or it's been swamped by all these debunkings and all these other people wanting to post it, whether they know it's real or fake. They don't care. So some of the research is going through the public files at the Library of Congress, which don't get altered, going through, you know, behind paywalls, doing research at the libraries. And, you know, it's pretty narrow. They've got it narrowed down to February 25th of 2009. So look it up. make your own conclusions. I believe that the article as presented is fake, but the content might not be, because it's too concise and specific. But again, these deep fakes are designed to confound the readers and confound the viewers. This is what we can't have. We cannot have this on our elections, whether it's the upcoming midterm elections, which are incredibly critical. We've got to win them. Or the elections in 2024. Now, why am I pushing 2024 so much? Everybody knows that despite being a two-time delegate, a delegate in 2016 and a delegate in 2020 for the Republican National Convention, that I have my reservations about Donald Trump. Not that I don't like him or I don't trust him. I love Donald Trump. He's my favorite. Yeah, fire them all, right? But I believe that there are issues that need to be addressed. I think the 2022 elections are going to be the huge the game changer. If conservatives win, Republicans win in 2022 and win by a huge margin, there's no doubt that we're going to have a path forward, and Trump will have a path forward as well, despite the idiots out there that don't like him. But the reason I say this is that it started out, and I actually saw an article, I think it was an RT America, but I actually started out with talking about Hillary Clinton. Now, I had seen her, I don't know how many of you have or have not seen, have not seen the speech she gave where she was talking about how she should have won, and she had her concession, her acceptance speech and everything, and she's crying and in tears. Why would she bother with that? Midterm elections, not a presidential election yet. She's pulling something. She's drawing at something. She's going into election mode. She's going into campaign mode, basically. And, I would love to see that. Can you imagine Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump in 2024? I would love to see that again. I mean, we saw the butchering once. It's going to go down wild. I would love it. I definitely will be a delegate again in 2024 if that happens. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, Joanne, absolutely. I mean, and I think that's for the best. If she runs, she'd be the best candidate to run, because we could tear her apart. Yeah, lock her up. Exactly. Lock her up. Oh my God. I could imagine the energy and the power. I could imagine the tears flying. It'd be just so wonderful. But the more I thought about it, the more I thought, why would you come out and go public all of a sudden out of nowhere? And, and come out and start talking about this. Now, either she's going to be pushing for someone else, or she's going to be trying to run in the elections in 2024. And yeah, our comment is, never did. She doesn't look well. Never did. This is true. When she was running, I have to be honest. I'm going to digress here. But when Hillary Clinton was running, if you watched the videos and you watched some of the things before she went on to speak or whatever, I mean, she looked like she's 94 years old before her makeup goes on. And that was in 2016. So I mean, it's just how she is, basically. But because she's coming out all of a sudden and boasting about this acceptance speech and talking about it, and there's absolutely no reason for that unless she's planning on doing a campaign and running again. And I hope she does, because I would love, I will be on that trail. I mean, it's a shame. A lot of my friends are bridges, burned underneath or burned behind me, unfortunately. And I just don't get, it's so sad. People's lives have been destroyed working for one of the greatest presidents we ever had in the United States of America. And lives have been ended. Lives have been taken. People have been jailed, all for speaking the truth. And this needs to stop. And I'm looking forward to this. It's going to get interesting again. I think that this next year is the key. I think they were kind of hoping to run Kamala Harris, but her ratings are so low and she has such a bad attitude that, I almost wish she would run, because I don't think anybody would vote for her. I don't think even the Democrats would vote for her. She's insane. Just absolutely crazy. There was a question back here I was going to answer too. Let me just back up for a minute and see. I scrolled out of there. What happens when they try to cheat again? That now, you know, I think that's a good question. I think now I'm going to stand by this. There are people who are going to hate me for saying this, but I personally believe, yes, I believe there was cheating in the 2020 elections. I don't believe that it was as extensive as it's been made. I mean, I don't believe you could hide in any way, shape, or form the kind of extensive fraud that parties are claiming. I do believe that there was cheating, but I think that it can be overcome. And I think that now that the parties are under scrutiny, that the there's less of a chance of that in 2024. We'll have to see what happens in 2022. By the way, in Pennsylvania, it's an interesting thing about Pennsylvania. That's my state. Pennsylvania has been fighting the gerrymandering, fighting the redistricting for years and years and years. And we've got a pretty good chunk of Republicans in the House and the Senate in the state. And the new redistricting maps actually look pretty good. I was kind of scared because the last time they redistricted, I got stuck with all these liberal districts that were just really bad. But I think they're cutting them out. So I think that that's going to be great. I think that for Pennsylvania is one of the keys. I think Pennsylvania is trying to drop back for presidential elections before the next election. They're looking to go back to the March, I think March 15th, the date, or March something date for the elections to be more in line with the other early states. Pennsylvania being a swing state, a major swing state, should not be the last in line to have a primary election, because that primary election set the tone for all the others. It's just crazy. And you know, Pennsylvania is going in a May election. We're almost the last ones in. There's a couple in June, but that's about it. So I think that's going to be a helpful. And I think that we'll see what happens over the next, you know, few months and through the 2022 elections. Key is to win 2022. Key is to slaughter the Democrats, slaughter the liberals, slaughter the rhinos in 2022. We need to just take over, but we need to take it fully by command, and we need to be prepared for 2024. And I think that we need to start. I don't think anything should start as far as presidential talks or anything until after the November elections in 2022, just because we can't dilute those important elections. Yeah, all new leadership. You know, and one of the questions that was asked, again, for those who came in late, let me post a couple things. We only have 5 minutes left in the podcast. Number one, anybody who's on listening, new listeners and others, please do give us some hearts or some flowers or whatever you can do. And feel free to, if you want to donate, you know, there's donations at donate.eamedia.online to keep this truth online. It's very, very important. But it's important also to pass on the word of this podcast every Thursday evening, 10 p.m. Eastern time on Podbean. So please, please keep us in mind. Let your friends know. Throw us some great comments or whatever you want to do. And feel free to comment on the, post the comments as well. But what we need to do is stick together. We need to not give up hope. We need to be what I call subdued. And people know what's going on with Joe Biden. People know what's going on with Kamala Harris. People know what's going on with the economy. You know, there was a fellow that was talking to me about an auction he went to where there was a truck that he wanted to buy. It was a new truck at an auction. They were putting it up. It was going for $50,000, went for $60,000, went for $70,000, ended up going for $102,000, twice the price, twice the retail price. Not because we can't get chips. I don't buy that. I mean, chips are important, but there's more of an onerous sign. There's a sign of the general corruption and the terrors that these shutdowns are taking upon our society and our economy across not just the United States but across the world. These issues need to be addressed, and that's why I'm really hoping that we end up with an easy win in 2024. And now I'm looking forward to it. I was kind of concerned at first, but the more I'm seeing it, I think the Democrats are starting to really run scared, seeing just how bad the economy is going, just how bad Biden's ratings are, how bad, I mean, Kamala Harris doesn't even have ratings, for crying out loud. So I think if we push and push and push, what we need to do is push our friends who are on the fence, push our friends who are going to, you know, who are liberal, who are going against us, push those people that we can maybe swing. And that's very important. I think that's our campaign push for not just the midterm elections, but for the presidential elections in 2024. And we all need to, be partisan. We can't give up. We can't get, you know, we did a lot. We to win Trump in 2016, we had to really push it. We had to really be, I'm going to be frank, I'm going to use the word turds. We have to be real jerks. And I was too. I mean, I put out over a million tweets and comments across Facebook. I'm probably one of the ones that got YouTube comments turned off and everything because of the number of comments I put out. As soon as Hillary Clinton announced, boy, I was right on it like ugly on monkey. In fact, I saved all those tweets and comments. And I even had a reporter for Associated Press call me up and ask me who I was. I had to be somebody really important because I was all over the internet with this. And I was determined that she was not going to win this election. If, you know, no matter what I had to do, she was not going to win this election. Let's put it that way. And we need to do the same thing now in 2024. We need to do it with a positive attitude. We need to point out the positive aspects. You know, the lock her up is great. You know, lock her up. But we need to not do that as much. We need to more so go out as what the Trump, the love for like Donald Trump is, what the love for our candidates. Right. Yeah, thank you. There's one of my listeners could. He considers himself a liberal, but you shouldn't push people a certain way. Exactly. Always better to teach, to show than to teach or to push. If you show people, just show people. I always, and we're running out of time here, but I just got to say what I do. One of the things I do is, you know, I'll listen to them first. What do you believe? Why do you believe this? Why do you believe that, Hayer? Caught in the last few minutes. You might want to catch the beginning or listen to it offline. It'll be offline in about 20 minutes. You need to listen to the other people. You need to say, hey, why do you believe in? Why do you believe in abortion? What do you believe in? What is your right? What do you believe in your right? You say it's a constitutional right. Yeah, it's your constitutional right. Well, why is it? Prove it. It isn't your constitutional right, but you let them prove it. So you make a good point there, Putin. It's a real good point for that. You really want to show people rather than try to tell people. Nobody wants to be told anything. You want to be shown. But anyway, so we're limited to a half an hour. And a lot of you folks came in a little bit later. Boy, I'd love you to come back and listen to it. Well, the podcast goes, this podcast goes offline and it'll be available for listening after the podcast ends by about 20 minutes. Please listen to it from the beginning, the very beginning of it. People who just got home. It'll be up on and posted. Please listen to it. This is very, very important. And, yeah, I'll be back next week again. Every week, 10 p.m., same podcast. I have to go now because we were 45 minutes. We're down to 30 minutes right now, which is good both for me and for, you know, those tired ears that don't want to listen for 45 minutes. But if you could, before we part, you know, throw us some hearts and some flowers and whatever else Podbean's allowed. And we're going to revisit this when I get more information. We might even revisit it again next week. So please, please come back. Tell your friends about it. Very important. Nice. thanks, Eric. And you know, just for those who came in late, just to let you know that one of the big things that started us was I'm running for the Congress in this coming year, 2022, for the 9th congressional district, and I was asked a bunch of questions to be put on Ballotpedia, and then I suddenly thought, because they gave me some connections, some links to look at, I'm like, wow, you know what? I'll bet Hillary Clinton's going to run again. And probably the best thing for us, because boy, we could have so much fun with that. How about it? There you go. All right. Now I've got to part ways with you folks. I want to say thank you so much and come back again next week. Those who missed it, come back in about 20 minutes. It'll be offline. You can listen to it. It is a worthwhile show. The beginning was a little bit confusing because the audio was an issue, but hopefully the rest is good now. So yes, thank you all, Eric and Joanne and Marilyn for coming, and Anna and all the newcomers, a lot of new faces here. God bless you all. So I'm going to say have a great safe and happy week. And next weekend is right before Christmas. We're going to have a special Christmas podcast the Thursday before Christmas. Stay safe. God bless you all. And have a wonderful, wonderful week ahead. We'll see you next week. See you, Eric. Till next time, have a good evening.